Emotions are paintbrushes. Think about that. We use our senses, our experiences, our feelings, and that's what connects us as a human race. And that's why people enjoy storytelling. But not every single person can use those paintbrushes at will. And that's what makes you an important part of this process that is life. You are the entertainer. You are the actor. You have value because you can take those emotions and paint a beautiful picture with them. And so never doubt yourself, because what you do is incredibly important to us all. And I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to this podcast, and I appreciate you being a fellow actor, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for checking out this podcast. My name is Casey Lloyd. How was your week last week? Did you examine any bridges in your life that you need to cross in order to get the things that you've wanted, but you haven't really been able to get there because it's been a struggle with the way that you've currently been operating? It's a very important question to pose to yourself, and I hope that last week's episode helped you out. So this week, I want to talk about imposter syndrome. For me, as an actor, when I was starting out, when I got out of college, I had a hard time coming to terms with calling myself an actor. I was working at the Metropolitan Museum of Art when I moved to New York, and I was a security guard, and then I became a security manager. And whenever I would introduce myself to others, it felt like a betrayal to my actor self to call myself an actor, because I wasn't landing parts as fast as I wanted to. I wasn't finding work as fast as I wanted to, while some other actors were, you know, getting those roles. And from outside in, it felt like, oh man, should I be calling myself an actor? Am I an actor in this moment? And so when I had introduced myself to others, like at a party or something, I would say, you know, oh, my day job is I'm a security guard, but I'm trying to be an actor. Instead of just being like, hi, my name is Casey Lloyd, I'm an actor. And that is a disservice to yourself. Really, because if you think about this industry as a whole, we progress all the same way. Most of the time, we're all kind of just in this waiting pattern of that next gig, right? We're preparing, we're honing our crafts, we're networking, we're doing all we possibly can to get prepped for that next audition. Then we get the audition and say, you know, 40 people audition for that one role. And, you know, numbers game shows that only one out of those 40 can get it. And, you know, you just hope that it's going to be you. But in likelihood, you know, you get a lot of no's. And so that's just our journey as actors. Part of the process is literally just waiting around for the next opportunity. And I think that, you know, really caused me insecurity in the past to really want to call myself and identify myself as an actor, because in my mind, I wanted to identify as an actor if and only then if I was actively performing in some way. Here's the kicker, though, which I, you know, once I started calling myself an actor and I introduced myself as that, and I felt confident in it, that's when I started getting offers. That's when I really started getting comfortable with my auditions. And that's when I finally started seeing progress within my career, And you can't get others to believe in you until you believe in yourself. And so if you're currently feeling that imposter syndrome, if you're a beginning actor, or even if you're kind of like been working at it for years and years and years, and you're maybe not getting as much headway as you want to, I challenge you to just let go and embrace the fact that you are an actor. That's what you do. That's your passion. If you're auditioning, if you're seeking out acting roles, if you're in acting classes, if you're rehearsing, if you're doing self-tapes, if you're working on dialects, if you're singing, if you're dancing, you are one of us. You are in the collective. You are a performer. Identify as such. Don't worry if you're not currently working. If you are pursuing the dream and you know it is your dream, you are an actor. Accept it. This is the life. And when you can ingrain that in yourself and just believe it, there's an ease, there's a relaxation to you when it finally like sits in your body. And that's what we want with auditions, right? We want to walk in the room and feel like we're an equal, because we are, right? So if you're acting next to, you know, some big name star and you just haven't had the opportunity yet, you need to be the equal. And the only way to do that is to know in your heart that you are that. You have to accept it. And introduce yourself as such, be proud as such, because this is a valuable career and you are an important person. So rock on, my friends. Welcome. And, you know, I've circled that topic enough. So I appreciate you guys listening to this podcast. If you've enjoyed this, if you found it inspirational, please share it with two other actors and leave a review on iTunes, because that really helps lend this podcast out to other actors. So I appreciate it. If you found this inspiring as well, I am a life coach in the acting space. If you need someone to motivate you, to drive you and push you, hold you accountable on your individual acting goals, not just broad spectrum, but on specific things that you want to work on, I'm here for you. You can check out my website, caseyloyd.com/coaching. And you can find all the details about my programs there. Again, I really appreciate you guys checking out this podcast. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you're getting auditions. I hope you're getting pinned and booking roles. And I will check you out next Wednesday. Take it easy.